my goodness, this looks impressive. We've been working on this for 2 years, and we have prepared something very cool for you. So let's start with that.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Deco.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Y from Team Volunteers.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Waste.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team CSF Men.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Cohesion.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Warehouse.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Finance.
Hi, welcome to Y2025 from Production House.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Safety.
Hey, hi, welcome to Y from Team Info.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team CTF.
Hi, welcome to Y2025 from Team Press.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Sponsors.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Nuts.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Accessibility.
What?
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Villagers.
Welcome from Team Party.
Welcome to Y from Team Family.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Content.
Welcome to Y2025 from the Rock Team 73.
Hang on, we're not there yet. Hang on.
And welcome from Team Permits.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Terrain.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Park.
Welcome to Y2025 from Team Knock.
Hi, and welcome to Y from Team House Steel.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Shuttle.
Hi, welcome from Y from Team Bar.
Hi, welcome to Y from Team Onsite Logistics. Now.
Welcome to Y2025 by Team Badge.
Yay!
Hi, welcome to Y2025 from Team Offsite Logistics.
Hi, welcome to Y
from Team Projectleiding.
Welcome to Y. This one is for the misfits, the rebels, and the quirkies. This one is for all genders, all creatures, and all the people who feel left out. The tinkerers, the makers, the hackers, the nerds, the dorks, and the geeks. The critical thinkers, the journalists, the politicians, the policy makers, and the whistleblowers. The creators, the builders, the breakers, and the benders. The scientists, the researchers, and the artists. Kids of all ages. Remember, adulthood is a hoax. Welcome home. You belong here, and you are not alone. And here is our love declaration to you.
So, we have a love declaration for you, but you also really wanted to be here. We were so surprised, and we are so happy with the ticket sales. As you can see here, we have something that we didn't expect. We have almost linear ticket sale. So I'm so happy you all wanted to be here as much as I am. And I'm so glad we're finally here. Well, let's go a bit through the build-up. We've been here now for 8 days. We've been building up. We've been getting a warm welcome from the local creatures.
Food hacking base, anyone? Sorry for all the vegans in the audience, I'm sorry.
And a lot of things have arrived. We worked very hard to get everything in place. We had a very interesting build-up. We had, for example, a wind evacuation. The festival in front of us had a problem with one of the cables. And that one is the reason why we had problems with the power yesterday, as I have heard. But at least it has a very nice picture of it. And this is our amazing team warehouse. Would look beautiful at night. And it was the first thing that looks beautiful. And right now, so much looks beautiful. The villages look nice. The art is looking nice. I've seen so many pretty things. And I can't wait to explore them with you all. We also had some impressive stuff coming in. We have a small collection of a small army of Datan clothes. We have a lot of containers coming in so we can all drop our waste at nice places that is not the grass. So please be a bit mindful when you put your trash, everything that's leaving behind, we have to pick up at the end.
So Scout's rule, leave it better than you found it. So please be mindful. I'm a smoker. Don't throw your bark on the ground. But also pick up your glass. We will have another interesting story about that later in this presentation.
We also had a lot of preparation, a lot of gear. This is a ref space with a lot of the packaging. They had a very amazing picture. And on the other side, you see how it looked yesterday evening, where a lot of you already had a lot of fun. And it was very nice, very smoky, very good for the lights.
It was also the last couple of days, like from day zero, it was kind of okay-ish weather. The days before that were muddy and bad and wet. And my love to all of you who stood through the mud, the rain, and making sure that last minute people came in with trucks of sand and all the angels that put their effort in to actually shovel sand for all of you guys. So please, please be gentle to all those people who made sure that you can actually get to your tents, because it wasn't possible without your shoes getting very, very dirty.
But it looked like it. But it looks like it will be better weather the coming days. So we probably can wear our white shoes without completely destroying them. The roads are looking better and better. The sand is being shoveled and the last places of terrain are getting better. But again, thank you so much for everybody who worked on this. Angels, Orga, everyone. It's a group effort to get here. And it's everything is in place to have a nice event.
And also stay hydrated and wear sunscreen. This love goes deep. So last week I went skin deep in the game. So and also I think this was a pretty funny moment. We had lots of fun.
Incoming
as well.
Datan clothes. Jawohl.
Incoming data close. Let's move.
Yay!
So, she's the beauty and the brain, so she will do the statistics.
So I looked into the Team Press group, and they collected some of the nice statistics. We have, thanks to Team Knock, an amazing amount of internet. It's double what we had last time. This means that we can do dedicated about 100 Mbits per person, and that we won't overbook. Woo-hoo. So use more data. We have, and we were proud of this till yesterday, power directly from the grid. This means we will be a bit greener because we have less diesel generators. We have some, so we could, do some things yesterday. There is 20 kilometers of cable, as far as we know. We have 40 amps of capacity, and we had one power outage. Let's see where that number will go.
And let's not talk about the splices. Sorry, people who did the hard work to make that. Now, for some serious stuff as well. There is a doctor on the site, and from what I heard, there were more doctors already coming to the doctor that we already got to say, hey, I'm a doctor as well.
There was one moment where it was stocked with all angels, and all angels were doctors.
So if there's anything wrong with you, please go visit them. That can be done in a safe way. If you think it's a bit meh, you can always ask for Tatiana. And it's like the Angela rule in the bar. Maybe you are aware. I think I'm looking at Kato right now. There's things there about Angela, right? I will repeat that. Yeah. If you are unsafe in a bar, you can ask for Angela and you'll be saved. If you are at the doctor and you wanted to be a little bit discreet, ask for Tatiana. So really wanted to put some emphasis on that. Be excellent. And we are with a lot of people with a lot of germs and a lot of things. Please wash your hands well. We have a lot of places to do so. So wash your hands well with soap.
And take care of the basics. Drink enough. Wear sunscreen. Wash your hands. And be excellent to each other.
Does everybody have water here now? Open your bottle and take a sip. I will do that as well. There you go. Leading my example. That's better. No, it's not vodka. now we got this very important message out of the way. Let's talk about what can we do the coming days left.
We have this very full field. All fields have color names, so you can see where you are when you look at all the plates. We have a lot of things on the terrain. We have, of course, helping. Be an angel, do an angel shift, get a meal, and make the camp great. We you can do everything from AV shifts to doing trash runs, from being a driver to a kitchen angel. You can do all kind of fun jobs that you never will have the chance to do anywhere else.
AV.
And yep. Everything will make it, will help us a lot. So also, everybody who already angeled or shift, thank you so much.
I would like to ask, are there any first-timers in the audience? Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Are there any people here who've been to 4 or 5 camps or more? Okay. Keep your hand up. To all the newbies, go and talk to these people and ask them what is in it for you to be an angel. Yes? So just one more time, all the people, let's say 3 camps or more. Awesome. Go talk to those people and ask them what it will bring you to be an angel. It will richen your camp. Okay.
And another thing, if you don't find any of those people, just enter any village. Most of them are very welcoming. Everybody is most of the time happy to tell what they're doing. And it's a great way to meet new people, to find other people who like what you like, or find new things. So explore the villages.
And then for some fun story, we dubbed it Ulverit Gate.
Just send it later.
It is the next slide.
Oh, then let's quickly go to the list.
Oh, you want to go? Oh.
We also have talks like this. We have workshops. We have 3 workshop tents. We have 4 lecture tents. There are lectures in the villages. We have 2 museums on site that we call the Arcade next to this place. And just really explore, find things. There are secrets. There are hidden gems all over the place.
Cool. So now for some new war stories, because that's fun to share. July 29th, after we got the official permit, the police got in contact with me and said, oh, one more thing. glass is not allowed on the whole field. Imagine that for a second. No mate, no wine, no whiskey, leaks. So I was like, this is a bit of a challenge. But we have a family village. So I told them, do you really want me to check all the parents if they brought Ulverit? That's baby food in glass. And we're like, oh, okay, maybe we should... And we have a supermarket where they sell that as well. And we have, like, beans in glass and stuff like that. So do we that is not feasible for us to arrange right now. They were like, okay, you can actually have glass on the field, but not behind the bars. You can have glass in the supermarket. So if you are wondering why the bars look a little bit interesting, that is because the supermarket was allowed to sell glass. So now we have mini supermarkets in the bar.
So welcome on the first camp who has 4 supermarkets on site.
Also thanks to Martin, who made sure that also the cash, the register was split up, and Team Bar, of course, who made this possible. And Dani sent me, please somebody think of the Overeats picture to me. So that was very funny. Then let's talk about the badge. I'm not completely fully up to date, but I think tonight, keep an eye out on the news channels on
keep
that.
Keep it out, but the plan is they're aiming to hand out the badges tonight.
Yes, and we got the sneak peek version. So I think it's really an amazing piece of hardware. There's a lot of articles written about it lately. In numerous ways, which is perfect. I mean, I think it's a good thing that we are a critical bunch and that we take things seriously. But you can pick it up later today. The batteries are handed out separately, and you will get a safety leaflet with that to explain how to handle the badge, including the batteries or without. So I'm wearing it with the batteries. Distal is wearing its USB charge. Both is possible. Do whatever makes you feel comfortable. Don't judge each other on anything. I mean, we're all here together. We are all here to have fun. So let's just be excellent to each other about this. So you can do battery charge and you can use a power bank.
So, and on that topic, a lot of people worked very hard. A lot of people are here all day. Maybe they drink a bit. Maybe they're working very hard. We're all volunteers, and all the orga are all hackers like us. So please be kind to each other. We're all doing our best, and be excellent to each other. There's a good code of conduct. Hold you to it.
If you, I think you can find on the leaflet, if you do run into a discussion that you're not comfortable with, we of course have a team cohesion. You can reach out to them. All the information is there. I think their number is TAPE. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, please. TAPE is right. So if you have a decked phone, you can call TAPE, and a team of very lovely and qualified people will come and help you solve any issue you might have. So please know that. Oh, these earrings. Interesting. Let's talk more angels, because we love angels.
We have all kind of stats, and I love stats, and I love graphs. We had a lot of angels already writing in before the event happened. We had more than 500 people who already wanted to say angel. Most of them have arrived. That's the blue graph. More and more are signing up. You can see all those things on stats at .y2025.org, and it's amazing so many of you are already helping out. Thank you so much.
It's every 4 years, it's a very big discussion. What price will the ticket be? There's a lot of pluses and minuses and things, and even more people with opinions. We try to keep the ticket price as low as possible, and we have a lot of different things to make that happen. But one of the things also, of course, is team sponsors who get our our camp sponsored. So we are going to show the people who threw money at us. Yay! So we have CISO as a platinum sponsor. Thank you, CISO. We have Atjen as a platinum sponsor. We have a sponsor who didn't want their logo last year and now they last time and now they did want their own logo. So we have Deloitte. We also have other cool gold sponsors, so give a big hand for Bit there on the field, Malfet, True Full Stack, Prefix Broker, Schuberg Phyllis, and LeaseWeb. Did we have more sponsors? Yes, we did. We have more sponsors. Here we have the S Unit, Sagen Electronics. I don't recognize that logo.
Falcon. Falcon Networks.
Falcon Networks, thank you. Onyx, Forum Standardisatie, NetOS, Ripe, and Access 42. We're not there yet. The Internet Cleanup Foundation. And Bureau Veritas. We're still not there yet. And of course, we have Surf, Speak Up, FlexoPix, Espressif, Bosch, Juniper, and Acker Hosting, and all that, who sponsored material. And that's also very valuable, right? So we have our networks and all sponsored. Woo! Are we there yet? Yes. So the last slide I hand over to Crystal, that is, what's in the name?
So, this event each time has a different name. It's a tradition, and this time we have to thank Pauli Floyd for it.
Pauli Floyd!
Woo! He gave us the description. Why is what we hackers ask a lot? We are a curious bunch. Why does this work today? Why is this safe? Why can't this be better? Why is the basis of the ideal of being an hacker? And in this field, in the next few days, we all will create the world we were yearning for. So thank you all. We are going to work hard for it to do what we as hackers do best and make the world a better, more beautiful or safer place. And I cannot wait to do this with all of you. And with that, let me also thank everybody who worked so hard in the last 1.5, 2, 3 years to make this happen. All the people from the Orga, amazing what you did. Amazing.
Can all the people from the Orga stand up? All the people from the Orga stand up.
Done it without you, and we couldn't have done it without all the other people who are here. So with that, let me say this, a day later than we have planned, welcome to camp, welcome to all the newbies, and welcome home to everybody who has been here before. Welcome to camp.
Lekker chick.
Mooi, hè?